Microsoft unveiled more specs for its next-generation Xboxes. The biggie is the new Series X will include 12 teraflops of GPU power, double what the Xbox One X has and eight times that of the original Xbox. According to TheVerge.com, it should produce graphics far beyond those of most mid-range graphics cards from NVIDIA and AMD. That will be true for both this next-generation Xbox and the Sony PlayStation 5. The Xbox Series X will also support 8K gaming and frame rates up to 120 frames per second in games, one welcome feature that's already been announced, a so-called Quick Resume feature. This is an expansion of the Xbox One's Resume feature, but apparently you'll be able to resume multiple games from a suspended state. Microsoft will be revealing more at the Game Developers Conference next month and at E3 in June. Remember a couple of years ago after the Cambridge Analytica scandal when Facebook rolled out Download Your Information? Facebook said it would allow users to download all the information the company has on them since the creation of the account. Yeah, well, about that. PrivacyInternational.org notes the list of advertisers is incomplete initially and changes over time. What do the advertisers get? Usually just an email address, phone number, and an advertising ID or user's Facebook UID, but it can go way beyond that. In the template provided by Facebook, advertisers can also include all sorts of information they might have, such as name, gender, country, street, zip code, age, even date of birth. The advertiser-facing tool is vastly more comprehensive than the one provided to users. Since this actually violates the EU's GDPR, it'll be interesting to see what action the European Union takes against Facebook to make them comply. There have been a number of rumors about Apple's AirTags, the answer to the Tile by Apple, the thing that helps you track items and devices. Now, MacRumors.com reports AirTags will be completely waterproof and will use magnetic wireless charging like that used in the Apple Watch. It's thought that the AirTags would have been introduced this spring with the iPhone 9 or whatever they're ultimately going to call that new, smaller, cheaper iPhone, but now it looks like it'll happen in the fall with the three other iPhone models. The AirTag-connected devices will show up on the iOS Find My app. With production disruption in China, it's unlikely we'll see AirTags in any kind of numbers before next fall. A story came out over the weekend that Tesla has now over 500,000 pre-orders for its electric pickup. That's a big deal, but a bigger one has flown under the radar, and that's the success of the Model 3. Electric.co says that in 2019, Tesla sold more Model 3s in California than all other EVs combined. They got that figure from the California New Car Dealers Association, too. An even more amazing number, when you remove the other Tesla models from the mix, the Model 3 still sold more than twice as many cars as all the other manufacturers' EVs combined. It's the third best-selling car overall in California, after the Honda Civic and the Toyota Camry. Twitch is on track to exceed 40 million monthly active users by next year. TechCrunch.com reports, eMarketer's forecast shows the Amazon-owned streaming service hitting 47 million by 2023. Actually, their reach is pretty significant right now, 37.5 million. Twitch claims they have over 3 million active monthly creators and over 15 million average daily streamers. The company is focusing on minutes watched and concurrent viewers as YouTube, Microsoft Mixer, and Facebook Gaming are eating into their user base. So far, though, this has just slowed Twitch's growth. They remain number one, and eMarketer says they'll manage to have 14.3% growth this year. I'm Clark Reed.